The people cried out, Jenny o' the Braes, and she was weel kent as a'. Her gangling body, hanging out her claes, made her stand out when she strode down the braes. 4 days a week she'd come visiting the toon. She'd tack the braes, rain, hail or shine. Her silver hair would be fleeing in the wind, and folk thought her a creature mad or wild. When ice and snow gripped a' the country, you'd see the smoke rise frae her chimney. The wild a-blow could then rest easy for Jenny o' the Braes. The wind blew always round the muir, it rattled on her cottage windy. She sat inside close by the fire, she was content in her ain company. And if you asked her if she was weel, she'd say, I'm grand, sir, how's yoursel? And then she'd trudge on up the hill, Jenny o' the Braes. She was nae bothered o'er much we gear. She lived on cheese, breed, oats and barley. She was nae fashed wi' trouble or care. She'd spurn the knock that brought a helping hand. Sometimes she'd wander o'er the muir, collecting heather, plants and flowers, and singing softly to herself, Jenny o' the Braes. Last year she bided Mair at hame. Her cottage door was seldom open, and when the spring flowers come to bloom, she hardly ever ventured doon the braes. One day when someone was out walking, they saw her chimney was nae smoking. They found her sitting in the kitchen, a smile upon her face, Jenny o' the Braes.